Imagine a beautiful afternoon. The sun is shining and you get to enjoy it all because you just sat down on your John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what it's like to drive a John Deere mower, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. I firmly believe that taking charge of your mindset allows you to be in the driver's seat of your life and unlock your potential. And that's why I'm thrilled to share that my new book is out right now. It's called The Greatness Mindset. In it, you'll learn how to build a plan for greatness through powerful exercises and toolkits designed to propel your life forward. This is the book that I wish I had 20 years ago. It's everything I've learned in the last decade with the research and the science to help you unlock your mind. Make sure to go to lewishowes.com/2023mindset to pick up your copy of my book, The Greatness Mindset, today.
What I've been seeing happen, especially recently over the last couple few years, is I've been getting a lot of calls from my friends who kind of like woke up. It's like this thing where, hey man, I've been working for 5-10 years. I've been making a decent income, but I have nothing to show for it. Like I have a nice car, I have some nice stuff, but I have very little cash in the bank. I don't have any investments. I have no idea how I'm going to retire. I have no idea how to become wealthy. Like what is going on? We're never taught how to build wealth. We're never taught how to build passive income. We're never taught how to really build this stuff. We're taught to go to school and get a job and make some money. And then what do? We spend that money. And this is where now, if you can start thinking a little bit different, now you can start doing things differently. And a couple of things you have to know is, for one, how much money you make isn't the sole determining factor of how wealthy you will become. Because the first thing people think, for the majority of people, is I have all these payments. I'm making just as much money. And I don't really have that much cushion to really save money or become wealthy, so I just gotta make more money. But statistically, what we have seen is for the majority of Americans, when you make more money, you dig yourself into a deeper financial hole.
Really?
Yeah, because now when you make more money, you qualify for more loans, you qualify for higher credit limits, for higher credit cards. You pay more in taxes, but now you spend more money. And statistically, this is what we have seen happen, which is why for the majority of people, you make more money, you end up even broker. And what's interesting is now if we kind of take a step back and we zoom out and we say, okay, how did we become wealthy? Somebody making $50,000 a year can become wealthier than somebody making $100,000 a year. And when you hear that, you might say, wait, how is that possible? Because if you have two people, person A, person B, one person, person A makes 50 grand, person B makes 100 grand, they both invest 15% of their income. So that means person A is investing $7,500 a year, person B, 15% of $100,000, $15,000 a year. If person A starts investing when they're 21 and they can get the average market return, which has historically been 10% a year, and they do that from 21 until they retire, person B starts, say, when they're 30, like what we're talking about, a little bit after, because they partied in their 20s like everybody else did. They bought some nice stuff and they say, you know what? Let me start investing 15% of my income. If person B starts investing twice as much money because they're making twice as much money, they're going to retire with not as much wealth as person A. Person A will have over $1 million more in wealth, even though they make half as much money. They're investing half as much money because it started a little bit sooner. Now, if you're 30 and you're hearing this, you might be saying, what am I supposed to do now? Are all of my options gone? No. What I'm saying is, this is where financial education is so important. The first mistake or the first issue that people face is, how do I actually become wealthy? How do I invest my money for wealth when I have no extra money? And this is where you have to start with your spending, because that is the most accessible thing that you can do. Now, how do you spend less money in a world where the world wants you to spend all of your money? Our economic system is made up of three different parts. We have the economy, which is the businesses in the economy. We have investors, which are people who own a piece of the economy. And then you have the consumers. This is people, you, me, rich people, poor people, middle-class people, businesses. Every single person is a consumer. Now, the problem that most people face is most people are only consumers. They only spend money and they don't own a piece of the economic system. So now, if you look at the way this works, our economy thrives when people spend money. The more you spend, the more money that's going into the economy. The more you spend at Chipotle, the more money Chipotle makes. It's a system where it encourages people to spend, and corporations will hire the best and most smartest marketers in the world to encourage people to open up their wallets and spend money. This is what's happening. But none of us are really given a shield of knowing, when should I open up my wallet and when should I not? See, if you don't understand this system, it can make you, one, broke, but then also very angry, because you're like, I have no money, my banker's taking all my money, these greedy corporations are taking my money, my boss isn't paying me enough, and you just feel like you're stuck. But when you understand, hey look, bankers are in the business of lending money. They want to lend you more money. They want you to go into debt because that's how they get paid. Mm-hmm. Corporations want you to spend money. That's how they make more money. Your job now is to be a smart consumer and a financially educated investor. That way now you can have the nice stuff, but also benefit from the way that the system works. So now going back to this topic of spending money, this is where I would say start off with a simple system. I like to say 75-15-10, which means that for every dollar that you earn from here on out, 75 cents is the maximum that you can spend. 15 cents is the minimum that you should be investing. 10 cents is the minimum you should be saving. Now what you do now, you ideally want to create 3 different bank accounts and automate this whole process. So you get paid, it goes into one bank account, and then you have an automatic withdrawal deposit where that money is pulled out of one account, put into your investment bank account, and put into your savings bank account. That way you don't accidentally spend your investing money, and you don't accidentally take your emergency savings money and use it to buy a new TV. So now it's a matter of, okay, understanding that, hey, the way that the system works, it encourages me to spend. Now, what do I spend my money on? Mm-hmm. And this is where knowing, okay, I need to spend a little bit less on things that aren't producing me with value. That way, I can make myself rich before I make everybody else rich. Mm. If you look at the mindset of a broke person and a wealthy person, or somebody who wants to become wealthy, we're not looking at how much money they have in the bank. Somebody who wants to become wealthy and somebody who is broke, their mindsets are very different, because the majority of Americans, broke people, middle-class people, they make money to spend money. While wealthy people and wealthy-minded people make money to grow their money. And what does that mean? That means they're making money for one purpose, to buy these assets, these investments that pay them for owning it. And it's a completely different way of thinking, because when most people make $1,000, they think, I can go buy a new watch. I can go on a vacation. I can go out to a nice dinner. When somebody who is wealthy or wants to become wealthy makes that grand, they say, where can I put this money to work so this $1,000 can become $2,000? Or so this $1,000 can pay me with dividends every month or every quarter or every year, so I'm getting some cash flow from these investments. We talked about 75, 15, 10. That 15, the money that you're putting towards your investments, where do you put this money? The most accessible place for a lot of people is their 401k or their IRA. Mm-hmm. And the mistake that so many people make here is, for one, they don't know what their 401k or IRA fees are. But then the second mistake is they expect their 401k to be the sole retirement plan. It was never, ever, ever intended to be your sole retirement plan. Yet you have so many Americans that are relying on their 401k to be the reason why they're going to be able to retire rich. If you say, hey, you know what? I find better investments, better returns, better opportunities. I'd rather have the control over my money somewhere else. Then now you can make that decision, but a more educated decision, not an emotional decision. That's the key. Don't jump to conclusions just because you hear some random person on YouTube saying something.
Right.
Make your own educated decision, because what's good for you isn't necessarily good for me. What passive investing is, it's you're taking some of your money every time you get paid, and it's automatically going to be invested. You want this to be a system where no matter what's happening in the economy, no matter what's happening in the world, you're going to just passively and automatically have some of this money invested into something. Well, the most common passive investments are into the stock market. And what the stock market allows you to do is, we're talking about that economic system. You have the economy, the businesses, the investors, and consumers. When you invest in the stock market, you become one of the investors. You now own a piece of the economic system. Because if you invest in the Amazon stock, even if it's just one share, you become one of the owners of the Amazon corporation. If you're not willing or don't want to research companies, you don't want to keep up with earnings calls, you don't want to read the financial statements, you don't need to invest in individual companies. You can be a passive investor and invest in funds that give you exposure to the broader stock market. There are funds, like there's index funds, ETFs, mutual funds, they all work similarly with some nuanced differences that allow you to invest into a basket of stocks, a group of companies.
And all you need to do is invest in those three things and set it and forget it, essentially.
And now you can just set it automatic. So the key here now is you invest when the market's up and down. You don't change it. So when you see the market crash happen, you don't stop. You keep investing. The only thing that you would change is potentially buy more.
Yes.
Because when you see these types of market pullbacks, most people are selling and they're running away because they're panicking and getting scared that my investment is going down. That's when you want to be coming and buying aggressively because now investments are going on sale. And so this is where it's, again, that mindset shift of understanding what is it that you want to be investing in and how long are you investing for? If you're investing for the long term, who cares what's happening in the next 2 months or next 2 years? You're right. Investing for the next 20 years. I call it a decade of sacrifice. If you want to become wealthy, you got to put in what I call that decade of sacrifice where you're working to spend less and earn more. That way you have more money to invest.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.